Storing apples properly will extend the time you enjoy your harvests. We're finding a cool, dry place next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Extend the shelf life of your apples through proper storage. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners shares a few tips.
So you pick it, and then you've got your plan for preserving it, whether drying it, freezing it, canning it, or whatever. I've got to make sure I use it before it starts losing its texture and flavor. It'll lose texture and flavor before it goes absolutely rotten, but a boring apple is a boring apple, so I want to eat it when it's still good and fresh. The garage kind of depends. I have a freestanding garage, so it gets pretty darn chilly in there in the winter. If you have an attached garage that lives off some of the heat of the house, you can do that. For me, it's going to have to be my basement storage room. I've got no heat vents in there, although I have heat ducts running through there. One of my goals is eventually get that insulated off so it doesn't leach as much heat out into an area where I don't want it. But keep it in a cool place, a dry place. Basements in Utah quite often are fairly dry. We don't have as much water around. If your basement's kind of moist and musty, then I would bypass that for storage. If you have a refrigerator, like down in the basement or in the garage, where you can get down to about 50 degrees, but if somebody out there is willing to correct me, I may be wrong on that. But if you can kick an old refrigerator up to about 50 degrees, that's a pretty good place to store them at that temperature. You definitely don't want to get freezing temperatures, which is why my garage is a great place for it. I'm pretty sure I can get stuff frozen in there in the winter time. And the other thing too is when you're storing your apples, the ones that don't have bruises, that don't have worms in them, are of course going to store longer.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.